Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. It's a fantastic Thursday today. Florida, a little overcast, but still staying fairly cool. Ted will be on the show in a little bit. It looks like they're still trying to get him dialed in. Service is still sporadic where they're at. So, of course, you guys know I got your back, got plenty of new articles here, have some more health stuff. We'll also be able to touch base on the last part of the list of the top health foods to avoid. So it should be a pretty good show. You guys will like it. The first thing I wanted to touch base on, I had a buddy yesterday that listens to the show, and he sent me the article from years ago. This was back from London Mayor Sakine Kong, I guess that's his name, when he warned London residences that terrorist attacks are part and parcel of living in a big city. This was back after the September bombing in New York, and we're seeing now that this is happening on a regular occurrence, almost like they know it is. Except this guy did it with another vehicle, which we saw that in the Christmas markets. We saw that at Ohio State. This is starting to seem as the regular way that terrorists are using violence towards individuals is through vehicles. Now, one thing you got to think about here for a second. Excuse me for a minute here. I'm going to get a little water. I've talked about it before. With the autonomous vehicles, I've brought it up over and over and over again. I've brought you all the positives. Well, actually, I brought you a few of the positives that are actually positive and a lot of the cons. Now, this may be far out field, but think about this for a second. We're constantly seeing terrorist attack after terrorist attack after terrorist attack with vehicles now. They did this with guns in the United States over and over again. Another mass shooting, another mass shooting, another mass shooting, another mass shooting. 50 people dead here in, you know, the Pulse. All these people at Sandy Hook. Another mass shooting, which we know a lot of those now are completely staged or total hoaxes from the research that we've done. Now they're using vehicles on a regular basis. Does this seem kind of ironic to anybody but me that now they're massively trying to push the autonomous vehicles out for regular usage on a regular basis to explode them on the market from Google, from Tesla? All the companies are pushing them out as fast as they can, and all they want to do is tell us the positives this, the positives that. How much money do you guys want to bet in the next maybe year or two they're going to start seeing more terrorist attacks with vehicles? They're going to say, see, guys, this is why we have to ban vehicles. We got to make them autonomous. That way, if a terrorist gets a hold of the car, we can shut it down. This will never happen again. It's for your protection. It's for your safety. You guys don't need to be driving. You guys don't know how to drive. The AI can drive much better than you. That's the way it needs to be, simply for your protection and safety. I may be far field on that, but I'm saying that really seems like something that's going on, because the more and more I see of this, guys, if the CIA and the Black Ops aren't directly involved with some of these terrorist attacks, in my opinion, what we've seen with the CIA's massive surveillance, with the NSA's massive surveillance, with what Snowden released, with what Wiki released, is leased on CIA now. They know everything that's going on. If it has a digital footprint, they have seen it. They see exactly what's about to happen before it happens. If you don't think I'm telling the truth, look and see what Snowden exposed. Look and see what Vault 7's exposed with the WikiLeaks on the CIA. So if they didn't automatically engage and cause this to happen, they knew it was going to happen, and they more than likely allowed it to happen. So, again, just my opinion, but I really do think we're going to start seeing a push for autonomous vehicles in the direction of for your safety and your protection, so a terrorist can't get a hold of the vehicle in the future. That's just my personal preference of what I think's happened, but I figured I would share that with you today because I was thinking about it the other day. Let's see here. And also, other news up in Idaho. This is actually really sad. I own two dogs. Had them for a couple years now. They're awesome. Blue Nose Pits, Full-Blooded Gotti and Razor Edge. Awesome dogs. They love Hunter. Super protective of the family. A lot of people always talk smack about pit bulls. Some of them have been bred to be aggressive. Some of them have been beaten to be aggressive for fighting dogs. They do have very strong jaws and very dense muscle tissue. But they're not angry dogs. by themselves. They're very good dogs. I've trained mine to be extremely gentle with Hunter, extremely gentle with all the family. But they don't like people that show up that are suspicious. They do not like them at all, and that's exactly how I want it to be. But this is actually with a golden retriever. This is really sad. An Idaho family is outraged after their 14-year-old son was injured and their pet Labrador retriever was killed by a government-planted cyanide bomb placed in the woods behind their home with no knowing of them whatsoever. Nobody told them this was going on out there. Last Thursday, Canyon Mansfield, 14 years old, was walking with his 3-year-old lab, Casey, when he noticed a device that looked like a sprinkler head sticking 6 inches out of the ground. Out of curiosity, he attempted to pick it up. It erupted with a loud popping noise that knocked Canyon off his feet. A hissing sound ensued, and Canyon noticed his clothes and face were covered with an orange, powdery substance. It was an exploded cyanide bomb, killed his dog, and injured the boy. The boy ran to his home, was rushed to the hospital. The dog was already dead at the scene. According to Idaho State Journal, on Thursday, the young dog joined thousands of other non-targeted animals, both wild and domestic, that had been mistakenly killed by one of the most lethal tools at the disposal of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Spring-loaded metal cylinders that are baited with scent that shoot sodium cyanide powder into the mouth or face or whatever or whoever touches them. I did not know this even existed anymore as far as regular usage. I've heard about stuff like this being used before in warfare. I had no idea this was being planted out in the woods still. The Labrador, Casey, the Labrador that was killed by a cyanide bomb, was killed by an M44 device. It's referred to as by the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service Division of the USDA, deploying these sodium cyanide capsules throughout the West to protect livestock from coyotes, wild dogs, and red and gray foxes. Canyon was taken to a medical center where he was treated and released. He is required to return for checkups to monitor toxicity levels. Though the program is technically legal, it is unclear where the cyanide bomb that injured Canyon and took his dog's life was legally placed. A statement released by the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service expressed sympathies and noted they have removed all of the M44 devices in the area and stressed that such lethal areas are rare. How rare do they have to be to absolutely suck? Excuse my language, but they're planting cyanide bombs behind your house and don't even give you the decency of saying, hey, we put a spring-loaded cyanide bomb behind your house. Just FYI, let you know, don't let your kids or dogs go out there or they'll get hit in the face with cyanide. Lucky the kid was 14 years old and he was tall enough not get direct inhalation right into his mouth that hit him in his pants and shirt. The dog died on the scene. That's why. It hit him right in the face. How stupid these idiots got to be to think this is even acceptable behavior. Completely untargeted. Does not go after anything specific. It's cyanide. It kills every living mammal on Earth. And they think it's okay to put a spring-loaded bomb and just put it behind people's houses? How about this? How about instead of killing things indiscriminately, you hire trackers, you give poachers licenses, you give tags out, you pay them to go hunt coyotes and foxes. I know everybody loves doing that in Montana. They do that with the doggone wolves. They won't even let anybody shoot them anymore. They got them restricted and protected. You can't even take them out. This is another one of those unbelievably idiotic things that the state departments do, and it needs to be stopped. I didn't even know it happened. Now that I've seen this now, I'm going to make sure everybody I know hears about this. This is something the U.S. Department of Agriculture needs to get their butts fined for. They need to have their funding taken away for, that they're that idiotic. They're putting cyanide bombs in any areas at all. I don't care if they're populated or not. Putting this out in the woods, what happens if a raccoon gets it? What happens if a possum gets it? What happens if a duck gets it? Any animal just happens to die because it was in the wrong place and it dies from cyanide because they want to try and kill foxes and coyotes? Pay trappers. We love going hunting with night vision. We love going hunting with suppressors. It's a blast. You tell me you're going to give me $100 a head for every coyote I can pull out of Idaho, I'll probably fly up there for a week just to do it. Come on, guys. This is stupid cyanide bombs. Anyways, I don't want to rant anymore about this. I'm already frustrated enough about it. Other news, too. and retailers. This is getting pretty wild, and I'll tell you guys why this is primarily happening. Obviously, we see that the economy is not doing what they keep telling us it's doing. But it's quite sad that each day now it seems another shopping icon is issuing bad news as retailers are continuing to face a challenging environment. The announcement that Sears does not have the ability to stay in business in most stores because of a cash crunch hit the retail world hard Wednesday. At the beginning of the year, Sears Holdings said it was closing 150 stores this spring, including 108 Kmarts and 42 Sears locations in 40 states. Now, the entire retail company is in jeopardy after the struggling retailer warned that substantial doubts exist related to the company's ability to continue as a growing concern. That was their quote. Liquidation sales have already begun, and most of these stores will close at the end of March. But these aren't the only ones, guys. JCPenney's announced it's closing 138 stores and offering buyouts to 6,000 workers as it attempts to cut costs and shrink its retail footprint. This represents almost 20% of its locations. Another one, H.H. Gregg, electronics and appliance retailer, filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy this month and has signed a term sheet with an unnamed party to buy its assets. The company said it would be closing 88 stores and 3 distribution centers in 15 states. Macy's, you guys already heard about them, the iconic department store since the beginning of the year, has either closed or will shutter 68 stores, and reports have surfaced that this company may be put up for sale. MC Sports, Midwest sporting goods retailer, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in February. Company concluded that a restructure was not feasible and has begun liquidation sales of all of its 68 stores, meaning it is shutting down. MC Sports is the latest sports retailer to file for bankruptcy and shut down following Sports Authority, Golfsmith, and Port Chalet. Outdoor good company Gander Mountain filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and said it will close 32 of its 162 stores in 11 states. Radio Shack's closing another 187 stores in its latest bankruptcy filing. The electronics retailer filed in March for its second bankruptcy in 2 years and will close 187 more stores this month and potentially more during the reorganization. The retail chain will also close the Radio Shack portion of the 360 stores that it shares with Sprint. Payless reportedly is eyeing bankruptcy as well, closing up to 500 stores. The discount footwear chain may seek bankruptcy, court protection, and close as many as 500 stores, Bloomberg News reported, citing people familiar with the issue. The retailer has more than 4,000 locations and nearly 22,000 employees. Now, the economy, a lot of the stuff that we've seen, the cash flow crunch with a lot of families that is still stemming back from the incredibly fraudulent housing bubble in 2008 is a huge part of this. But another part of this, and you guys know what I'm about to say, is the massive monopoly that I now call the Amazon monopoly. They are putting everybody out of business in the retail environment. They sell literally anything and everything you can think of, and now are able to get it to people within 2 days prime, including Sundays. Now, I'm not knocking their business model. I think it's incredibly efficient. They have done some really, really awesome things with that model. But the problem is Amazon is so close-knit with the government, with the CIA, with Homeland Security, it makes me nauseous. It is ridiculous. They already did a $600 million contract with the CIA to hold their servers for them. And we see exactly what the CIA likes to store on those servers, similar to Weeping Angel with our Samsung TVs that when they're in off mode, they still listen to you and record your conversations and store it on their private servers. Amazon is becoming a monopoly, a full-blown monopoly. The problem with this monopoly, once they are able to put all the other retailers out of business, there will be no living with them. It will not matter what they do as far as service or prices or to their employees, because they will literally control and monopolize the entire retail market, and they're being allowed to do so. This is a serious issue, and this is why I've told you guys numerous times I've done my best to about last 6 months now, and I've encouraged a lot of my friends, even though most people do not listen to me because they are so efficient and so convenient, I'm not knocking them on that, but I try my absolute best not to support Amazon in any way, even if I have to pay a little bit more money for it, I try not to support them. Am I going to make a difference by myself? Absolutely not. Amazon makes way too much money for me to even put a dent in them. But guys, everybody needs to be aware of what's going on. All the retailers you love to go shop at, all the stores you love to go shop at, they are all disappearing. All those malls are going to be ghost towns within the next 3 to 4 years if we allow Amazon to completely take over. I went to the Lakeland Mall, I told you guys on the show, I think a couple weeks ago, and it's, I would say, probably 20 to 25% of the storefronts inside the store. And it's a big mall. It's Lakeland Square Mall. Are either empty, for sale, or they say remodeling, which in my opinion, and most of them, I think they say remodeling. It's they're cleaning out the crap from the last people that were in there, and then they're going to be up for sale again. Like I said, about a quarter of the entire mall is empty. And there's some parts of it where there's 2 and 3 stores back to back to back empty. Completely empty. That used to be the biggest mall over here in Central Florida, Lakeland area, for a very long time. I mean, everybody came over there to go shopping, and now it's absolutely dissipating very, very quickly. This is all has to do, a lot of this has to do with Amazon. Even Walmart can't keep up with Amazon, guys. That is a serious issue because Walmart had control, a lot of control of the market share for a very long time, but not anymore. So just wanted to kind of bring that up and address it. I know a lot of people love Amazon, so a lot of people probably already turned me off about 3 minutes ago. Don't really care. I'm just telling you how it is and how I see it. If you don't agree with me, that's fine. I will go on to a health topic now. This is something that we've brought up so many times on the show, but I'm going to bring it up again because I feel like a lot of people completely underestimate the very, very toxic effects of sugar and what it does to the body. About 3-4 weeks ago, I was over at a friend's house, and they had some organic ice cream. I don't normally eat ice cream. I don't like dairy unless it's raw. But they had ice cream. Looked delicious, and I cheated. I usually eat pretty clean. I cheated, not going to lie. And, of course, it was, you know, sugar, everything in it. And I had a pretty big bowl of it. Now, granted, I know how I feel after the dairy, but the next morning, dude, I didn't feel right. I was off. Granted, I was still able to function at about 85-90%, but I was not on point like I normally am. The problem that I've noticed is every time I eat large amounts of sugar, it massively decreases my energy, and it also decreases my mental acuity. My memory, everything is affected by it. And most people don't realize this because a lot of people never operate at top peak performance because they always eat GMOs, sugar, sodas, hydrogenated oils, MSG, so they don't know what peaking feels like all the time. But you do know what it feels like if you're there and you eat something that massively kills your energy and your mental acuity. Well, I wanted to address this now because this is some information on sugar and what it does to the body, not just from an energy standpoint, but what it actually does as far as causing nutrient deficiencies in the body. This is another reason why it makes you feel so bad if you normally feel good and you don't eat sugar when you do eat it. The sugar industry in the U.S. is over $100 billion a year annually. Americans consume on average 150 pounds of sugar per year. Not me, but that's the average. High sugar intake also leads to nutrient deficiency. Excessive sugar intake was shown to deplete and reduce the absorption of essential vitamins and minerals needed. The human body, the first one, the human body can synthesize vitamin C on its own, but eating too much sugar limits the beneficial effects of the vitamin. Sugar and vitamin C use the same transporters to reach the cells. More sugar in the bloodstream means more competition for vitamin C absorption. Vitamin C is very important to take in extra, though, because most people are deficient in vitamin C, and it has a very significant impact on the immune system in a positive manner to infections, to all kinds of stuff. I got another article on vitamin C that I'm going to hit in a second that's really good. But do you understand what I just said right here? Sugar and vitamin C use the same transporters to reach the cells, meaning the more sugar you eat in the bloodstream means more competition for vitamin C absorption. Increased glucose levels appear to inhibit vitamin C from entering the cells, thereby resulting in limited vitamin C absorption. Vitamin D is the other one that's negatively affected. Sugar promotes the expression of enzymes that actually degrade vitamin D, while simultaneously decreasing enzymes needed to synthesize the vitamin. This then results in a vitamin D deficiency. So right there off the bat, it really prevents you from absorbing vitamin C and vitamin D correctly. These are two incredibly important vitamins that you need to keep your immune system strong. I can't tell you how many times I've seen people, and I've even had it to me before, where you're kind of stuffy, you're kind of tired, you feel like you're starting to get sick, and then you end up eating a bunch of cookies or something with sugar in it. Yes, I've done that before, or ice cream, and all of a sudden, boom, you got a cold. You wonder why? Because your immune system is compromised by all the sugar. A, the sugar drops your immune system. B, it prevents your body from increasing and absorbing the amount of vitamin C and vitamin D in the cells, so it completely bottoms out your immune system. The other very negative effect is the effect on high blood sugar and insulin rates. Excessive sugar intake results in high blood pressure and increased insulin, promoting magnesium excretion by the kidneys, thereby inhibiting tubular reabsorption of the mineral. This prompts the body to use its magnesium reserves. Magnesium is essential in certain body functions such as blood sugar control, muscle and nerve regulation, and bone building, plus over 300 other functions. Now, magnesium, vitamin D, and vitamin C now, all three of those. That's why it's so important. I tell everybody, take the excellent C, take the vitamin D, take magnesium, take the topical magnesium, do the magnesium soaks. It's so important because magnesium has such a positive effect on the body to muscle control, to brain functioning, to heart health, everything. Right there, you have another negative function of magnesium. And right now, these are some of the top three nutrients your body needs to function properly. Also, too, eating too much sugar massively affects chromium absorption in the body. Sugar triggers chromium deficiency by prompting the body to excrete the essential mineral. Chromium is a key mineral that promotes blood glucose control, insulin binding, and macronutrient metabolism. That's one reason why we put so much chromium in our cinnamon extract formula. That's our cinnamon extract fuel burner. Really, really helps to stabilize blood sugar, can really control insulin spikes, also helps to utilize and burn carbohydrates more efficiently, allowing you to actually burn more body fat. I love the cinnamon extract as far as doing morning fasted cardio. Really seems to burn body fat more efficiently. But again, I go back to chromium. Now, chromium is depleted with excess amounts of sugar, meaning your body isn't going to be able to handle blood glucose and insulin binding properly, meaning it helps you store fat. Also, too, guys, remember, sugar is a non-nutrient calorie. There's no positive effects on your body whatsoever. And quite frankly, they're all negative. Yet it's very, very high caloric intake when you eat it. This is why you see people gain so much weight when they start drinking sodas. Because one soda may have 140 to 180 calories for one little bottle of soda. And it's all carbohydrates, all derived from sugar. And it's not just straight sugar. It's high fructose corn syrup, probably one of the worst sugars you can put in your body besides regular fructose. They're both about equal. Now, next on the list is calcium. Calcium is vital for skeleton health, blood clotting, and electrolyte balance. Vitamin D expedites calcium absorption in the body by regulating calcium transport in the small intestine. Excessive sugar intake is shown to negatively affect vitamin D absorption, which in turn causes a ripple effect to the body's calcium absorption. Sugar is also shown to promote calcium excretion by inhibiting tubular reabsorption by the kidneys. There you go again. So it essentially leaches calcium from the body, meaning if you don't have enough calcium in your system, it's going to take the calcium out of your bones and teeth. That's why I tell older women that are in their 40s or 50s that it's absolutely important you stay away from sugar and you take our AwesomeAg formula. That is our MCHC calcium alongside D3 and magnesium in that formula. Incredibly good formula. And it's for the calcium, it's incredibly good price, like $36 a bottle. microcrystalline hydroxy concentrate, MCHC. That's what it stands for. It's derived from New Zealand bovine. You guys already know why I love New Zealand, why we get our whey protein from New Zealand, why we get our calcium from New Zealand, because New Zealand has the strictest bovine laws in the world. They don't allow anything over there. No hanky-panky. That's it. No antibiotics, no steroids, nothing on any cows whatsoever if they're being used for any kind of production. So that right there is a very, very good example why I tell people to stay away from sugar. There's really no health benefits. Now, can you splurge sometimes like I did the other day? Yeah, if you're going to do it, do it. I mean, I'm not saying you can't ever do it. But what I'm saying is be very careful in what's going on with your body. If you're under a lot of stress, if you're really busy from work, if you're not getting enough sleep, if you have a lot of outside factors going on that are raising your cortisol, be very careful about splurging on sugar. It doesn't do anything but raise your insulin, make you store body fat, blow out all your essential nutrients, your vitamin C, your vitamin D, your magnesium, your chromium, and your calcium. Just blows it all out. Doesn't allow for absorption either. So if you're going to do it in moderation, and if you do it, try to make sure your body is in good shape, under good control, and you don't have an extreme amount of stress and fatigue while that happens. Oh, man. Thirsty today, guys. Must be this weather. Also, another article here, back to the vitamin C, why it's so important. This is another breakthrough published in the scientific journal OncoTarget, has discovered that astonishing ability of concentrated vitamin C to halt the growth of cancer tumor stem cells. Every time you turn around now, guys, there's another study that's done showing vitamin C gets rid of cancer. Now, I'm not claiming that. This study conducted out of the University of Salford in Manchester is claiming that. They tested the impact on cancer stem cell metabolism for 7 substances, 3 natural substances, including vitamin C, 3 experiment pharmaceuticals, and 1 clinical drug currently in widespread use. The study's astonishing results revealed the first evidence that vitamin C can be used to target and directly kill cancer stem cells. The cells responsible for fueling fatal tumors, reports the Science published Alpha Galileo. The study results astonished researchers when it found that vitamin C worked up to 10 times better than a pharmaceutical cancer drug at interfering with cancer stem cell metabolism, effectively shutting down cancer's tumor's ability to process cellular energy for survival and growth. Dr. Michael P. Lazanti, who is one of the professors at the medicine at the University of Salford who worked on this, said vitamin C is cheap, natural, has zero toxic effects, and is readily available, so you can have it as a potential weapon in the fight against cancer, and is a significant step. Now, this, guys, is why they tried to completely get rid of vitamin C intravenous use a few years back. That's why a lot of you have to get it from compounding pharmacies now. The doctors, well, I'd say, I don't want to say all the doctors. I want to say the greedy doctors don't want you knowing how effective it is. Some of the other doctors just probably don't know. But the pharmaceutical industry, absolutely not. They do not want you knowing about vitamin C. It is one of the easiest things to get a hold of, and is one of the most effective things to take to put in your body to rid yourself of all types of toxic issues. Now, is it a cure-all for everything? No, I'm not claiming that. But I'm saying this university study just showed that in some cases it was 10 times more effective than any other cancer pharmaceutical drug at killing cancer stem cells. So that right there says enough. So that's why I tell people all the time, 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day, that's really all you need on a regular basis. That's enough. Bowel tolerance is usually great at that. Our excellent C is buffered, so it handles just fine in the stomach. Doesn't cause any upset stomachs at all. Unless you take it in very, very high doses, it can cause diarrhea, but that's vitamin C in general. But that's, again, why we always say if you are trying to do something in that realm, vitamin C IVs are great to have because it bypasses the entire digestive tract and goes directly intravenously into the bloodstream. I know the doctor that we use in Central Florida, I've gotten vitamin C IVs dozens of times. I can't even count how many times I've got them over there. If I start getting run down, if I start getting unbelievably stressed out about something, go over there, Get vitamin C IV. It takes about an hour and a half, 50,000 milligrams of intravenous vitamin C in the body. And as Dad said before, it actually turns to hydrogen peroxide in the blood, effectively killing any type of negative compounds, be it viruses, bacteria. So it's incredibly good for just about everything. I love vitamin C. Like I said, I take 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams a day, unless I'm coming down with something, then I massively up my dosage on the oral usage of it. If I really get compromised, then I go get vitamin C intravenous. So that's what we have here. That's why it's so important to keep those basic nutrients in your system. They're so important. And what's funny is that a lot of people, you know, they always wonder how sometimes why we put the Basic Healthy Lifestyle Kit together. The Basic Healthy Lifestyle Kit is so similar to what I just told everybody. It's five products. It's your omega-3s, your ultimate multiple, which has everything in it, including magnesium, B-complex, which is our bioavailable B vitamins, Excellent C, and the Ultimate D3 10,000. The Basic Healthy Lifestyle Kit is what I always recommend everybody start off with. When you're not sure where to start, always start there. When I have people call up and they're like, I want to buy something, I want to get started off, that's the best kit. It's on sale for over 10% most of the time with free shipping. Very, very effective protocol. Most people don't even have to take it further than that. I know a lot of people, they start on Basic Healthy Lifestyle Kit a year and a half, 2 years ago, felt great, never came off since, never bought anything else as far as in excess to that. They buy the Basic Healthy Lifestyle Kit every month and get great results with it. So that's just, I'm trying to answer a lot of questions right now that I get via email, to be honest with you. I get a lot of emails, especially lately. Since Dad has been out of town, I handle all of them. And I'm trying to answer this in kind of a broad spectrum so I don't have to answer 75 emails tomorrow morning about what vitamin C should we take. It's the excellent vitamin C. That's what it is. Just to answer that there. And so since we're on the health topic, might as well kick back over to this one that I had up earlier. Let me grab it real quick for you guys. Back from Tuesday, which was what we put together for the top health foods, or even in general, most of the foods to stay away from. We have here. Yeah, the next one that I put on the list was artificial sweeteners. Now, in my opinion, a lot of the artificial sweeteners are not health foods, but you would be surprised at how many people I've talked to that when I tell them Splenda isn't a natural sweetener, they look at me and they're like, what? Really? No, Splenda is not a natural sweetener. They took a sugar, they take a sugar molecule, and they basically take on and put chlorine atoms onto it. Now, the issue, as we've said before, when they do that, it's completely stable once they do that, actually. Just by itself, it's completely stable. This is Splenda or sucralose. You see it in almost every single bodybuilding supplement on the market. Sucralose, protein powder, sucralose, pre-workout, sucralose, BCAA, sucralose. That is why in our formula that I came out with, the Muscle Blast, we did a full branched chain amino acid spectrum, not just the three that most people have. And if you notice, we do not have any artificial colors, any artificial flavors, any artificial sweeteners. We use stevia and beet extract for the color, and it actually tastes pretty good, I'll be honest with you. I've tried a lot of pre-workouts and a lot of BCAAs in the past, especially before I knew about a lot of these sweeteners 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. So that's a big one to be aware of. So back to sucralose and Splenda, when it happens to hit hydrochloric acid in your stomach, the chlorine atoms cleave off by themselves, they come off, and it releases free chlorine gas, essentially, into the intestines. Well, as you can imagine, this absolutely wrecks your gut microbial. Probiotics, gone. Digestive support, gone. Calcium, as far as kidney function, not good for them all. It actually calcifies the kidneys. Sucralose is one of the most toxic sweeteners on the market. I will not touch it. Next one on there is aspartame sweetener, Sweet and Low. All those ones, they're just not something to use, guys. I mean, we've gone over aspartame. I don't know how many times you can beat that dead horse. But yet, surprise, you look at half the candies and gums now at the store, they still have aspartame in them. They still make diet soda with aspartame. Nobody even notices. I don't know why. I don't know how long it takes for people to tell you that aspartame causes brain cancer if you stop drinking it. But good options are coconut sugar, if you want to use sugar, which I don't really recommend, but coconut sugar is very low glycemic, and it doesn't have the same effect as cane sugar. Next great one is stevia. As you guys know, we use that in a lot of stuff. Another awesome one, it's a little expensive, but it's a really good one, is monk fruit extract. That's actually what we just used a couple months ago in our Fit Food chocolate formula. We switched out the stevia because a lot of people were like, oh, the stevia had an aftertaste. I personally thought it tasted great. I love the chocolate Fit Food. To me, it still tastes the same now, so I was happy with it. We had to make sure it tasted the same, though, as far as made sure it didn't have any negative effects to it. But we completely dropped stevia and went over to monk fruit extract. Tastes great. Had a lot of people now tell me it doesn't have the stevia bitterness to it. Like I said, I never tasted it before, but I've used stevia for a while. Monk fruit is a really good one. So there's so many different natural sweeteners on the market, guys, that using these toxic ones that you know cause all types of issues really makes no sense anymore. I mean, you don't. How many research studies do you have to find that sucralose is bad for the kidneys and bad for the digestive tract and ruins your probiotics in your body? How many articles do you have to see that aspartame causes brain cancer? I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this stuff out. On to the next one here. Next one I have on the list is canola oil. Now, remember, more than 90% of canola oil is GMO. It actually contains trans fats. A lot of people don't realize. It's also a very, very inflammatory and highly LDL-increasing oil. That's canola oil. But yet you still see so many different companies claiming to be health food brands using canola oil in their cookies or snacks or baked goods, and it makes no sense to me. Canola, the canola plant, the rapeseed plant, is toxic. It's a toxic plant. You don't even want to eat it. They have to bleach it and do all kinds of stuff to the seeds. I talked about it a long time ago. I don't remember the full process. I went in detail in it about a year ago on what they have to do to process canola oil. And it's some toxic stuff, guys. It is really, really toxic. It's not a healthy thing to use at all. Much better off using olive oil or coconut oil or something of that line. Even butter, organic butter, as I've said before, is much, much better for you to use than canola oil. I know even some people use peanut oil, which I'm not a huge fan of, but peanut oil, in my opinion, is still better than canola oil. So there's options out there. Figure out what works best for you, but stay away from that one. Next one on the list is standard table salt. I haven't talked about this in a while. You guys know we carry Redmond salt, probably one of the highest quality, finest salts in the world. It's mined from about 5,000 feet in the caves out in Utah. Full mineral spectrum to it. Table salt, regular bleached white table salt, is actually toxic to you. Most people don't realize that. It's extremely processing, make it a very harmful compound. The manufacturer strip mined salt of all of its minerals, heat it to around 1200 degrees, and completely change its chemical structure. The naturally occurring iodine is also destroyed. That's why you always see iodized salt. They add it back to it because it's completely gone. They then stabilize it with dextrose and bleach it white. It is toxic stuff. I didn't know this much about it until about 6 or 7 years ago. You know, most people don't. And you always hear salt's bad for you. If you got high blood pressure, stay away from salt. Stay away from table salt. Absolutely right. But I have yet to have one individual that has used our Redmond salt here use it and have any issues with blood pressure whatsoever, unless they already had significant blood pressure issues that weren't even related to sodium. Using table salt is absolutely horrific. It's not good for your blood pressure. It's not good for your arteries. It's not good for your heart. It's not good for your body in general. It's even bad for your electrolyte balance. A lot of people don't even realize that. The Redmond salt is a full spectrum mineral blend. It's not just sodium. It's full minerals in it. It's got magnesium, it's got potassium, it's got iodine in it, it's got all of it. It's listed on the back when they assay it and test it. And that's why it's not bleached white. It's like a pink, gray, darker, pinkish color. Same thing you see with the Himalayan salt, but I think the Redmond salt's better because it's pulled out of Utah. A, I like to support USA manufacturing. B, it comes out of the ground, and C, it tastes better in my opinion. It's funny because, you know, if you just put regular salt, like you make some whole eggs, put regular salt on them, yeah, okay, they got a nice salty flavor to it. You throw a Redmond salt on your eggs, it actually has like a flavor, not like a spice, but it actually adds like a full-bodied flavor. It's hard to explain unless you've used it before, but it tastes so much better. It actually tastes like it enhances all the aspects of the food and makes them taste even better and complements it than just giving it a super salty flavor. We're just like, oh, that's great. That tastes good and salty now. It's fantastic. So that's what I always recommend is the Redmond salt. People like it all the time. We have it in the 10-ounce shakers. We also have it in 26-ounce bags, which we sell both of a lot of those. Really, really good product. Next one is, regardless if it's a health food store or not, the shady coffee drinks. Don't drink them. Stay away from them. Most of these seasonal drinks have insane levels of sugar. I've talked about this with Starbucks pumpkin spice latte. It has over 50 grams of sugar, which is more than a full-size soda. Also, not to mention it has like 20 grams of fat, I think, 20 or 24 grams of fat. It's like 400 or 500 calories for one little latte. Garbage, garbage, garbage. Not to mention it comes from Starbucks. I already ran on them yesterday, so I'm not going to hit them anymore, even though they're an absolutely horrific company to support. I wouldn't send a penny to them at all. But even any a lot of the other places, you see some health food store cafes, even some little hole-in-the-wall coffee places that may be good. A lot of times they have these seasonal drinks. If you're going to drink them, which I don't recommend drinking coffee on a regular basis, but if you are wanting to splurge for a specific reason, ask them their ingredient list, see what the quality of ingredients they're using, and see a nutritional facts to see how many calories you're drinking. Guys, drinking 500 calories in one little coffee latte with 20 to 30 grams of fat is not good for the body at all. I already explained to you how bad sugar is in high dosages earlier on the show. I already went into detail on that. But you start having all that pasteurized, homogenized whole milk with whipped cream and everything else, and not to mention a lot of these guys, unless it's a very high-quality company that's making some of these specialty lattes, a lot of them use artificial flavors and artificial colors to make the drink look more appeasing and to make it taste even better and stronger. Stay away from them. Really is not something you want to do at all. Another one on here, Garcinia Cambogia. That is one of the gotten very popular in the bodybuilding thing lately. I've done more research on it. It's a very tempting ingredient because a lot of people have seen the ability to lose weight with it pretty fast. I've never actually talked about this on the show before. I waited because I wanted to do some more research on it. And I've had people ask me about it, like, oh, yeah, man, I've been able to lose this and lose that. And I'm like, well, I mean, I've always kind of been more of the natural dieting approach, you know, because what you eat is really what is going to really detail how your body looks. However, there are some ingredients that I've seen that I've actually been working on with another company that we may end up actually carrying it. It actually helps to reduce the absorption of extra fats and carbohydrates in the body. This isn't something that I would recommend using on a regular basis. However, if you are using it as a dieting or contest prep supplement, it seems to be it may have some really positive effects because it doesn't really do anything as far as increasing cortisol. There's no caffeine in it, essentially. There's nothing in it that causes any strain on the body. But what it does is if you're eating and you're still eating clean, granted you have to be eating clean with it, it helps to prevent your body from absorbing extra fat and carbohydrates that it doesn't need. Now, that also means if you're taking it, you need to be taking a lot of omega-3 fats when you're not taking the supplement. So it works about 15 minutes after you take it when it gets in your digestive tract, meaning you need to space out your omega-3s like in the morning or at night. But again, I haven't decided if we're going to carry that yet. I've looked into it some and I'm doing more research. But back to the Garcinia. It's a pumpkin-shaped fruit and has been extremely popular in weight loss supplements lately. Yet one thing I have read about it, it's happened repeatedly, is they're saying it's shown to cause liver problems and in some cases liver failure. It apparently has toxic liver effects to it, which that's not healthy at all in my opinion, but it also seems to be dose dependent, but it also seems to be the higher the dose, the more effects you get from the product. So it seems to be the more you take of it, the better it starts to work, but the more it causes liver failure. I don't really know how much I agree with that. Dieting like that and taking something that's going to have any type of toxic effects doesn't seem like it's good to do on the body. So the more I read about it, the more I do not like it. I've had a lot of people email about it in the past, and I've just kind of told them I've undecided. That's why I finally was like, okay, I got to look it up. I got to do some more research on it. I got to figure out what I want to do as far as what I want to say about this, because a lot of people always want to know, especially in the bodybuilding industry, and a lot of people that I work with are still competing and training, and so it's just not something I'd recommend at all. So stay away from that. It's a lot easier to use early morning fasted cardio. I told you guys the other day one of the best ways to do that, 15 to 20 minutes of low intensity cardio while you're drinking a bottle of Muscle Blast. The BCAAs prevent you from using muscle tissue as fuel. Throw 2 cinnamon extract in there. That keeps your insulin down still keeps you burning body fat, keeps your blood sugar stable throughout the day. Do that first thing in the morning, then eat your breakfast or drink your shake. Then later on at night, train. A lot of people say, well, that's a lot of work. Yeah, it is a lot of work. You don't necessarily have to do it every day, but doing it a couple days a week is a great start. There's no magic pill, guys. There's none. Eating clean and exercising is huge. And I know a lot of people have been able to just clean up their diet and lose a massive amount of body fat just doing that. But adding in some extra cardio, some extra resistance training really helps you to burn fat faster, more efficiently. And with the resistance training, it allows you to maintain a lot of that muscle tissue as well, so you don't lose a lot of it while you're losing a lot of weight. Also, it comes down to the thyroid support supplement that I brought up earlier, yesterday. That's on product of the week. That's actually, I talked about that in detail yesterday. That was, yeah, on sale for over 15% off, on sale for $32.28. Really helps support thyroid function. A lot of people lately are having issues with underactive thyroids. And so that's one of those things that you really need to address if you have that. But again, people that don't even have thyroid issues can use it to make your thyroid function more efficiently. On to other news now. Since I've given you guys a plethora of health articles and stuff to munch on for a couple days, the U.S. Border and Immigration and Customs Enforcement unions are cheering President Trump's plan to hire 15,000 new agents, claiming that he has boosted sagging morale by promising to finally help the outnumbered immigration officers and let them do their job. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is, I talked about on Tuesday that rape in Maryland of that high school girl by those two illegals, the 17 and the 18-year-old. And I actually ended up reading the police report, the full police report on that that got released. And it was pretty sadistic and savage, to say the least, to be honest with you. I didn't like it. I mean, I think the media downplayed it a lot. And that's another aspect, is that the media is not wanting to talk about this, guys. I hate talking about it because it's so negative, but people need to understand what's going on with a lot of these individuals that are coming into this country. A lot of them now aren't coming here because they want to prosper. They want to enjoy the American dream. They're coming here because they realize a lot of Americans are easy prey. Now, I know that's kind of hard to say about fellow Americans, but it is. Some Americans are some of the softest human beings on this earth, and I'm not picking anybody out, but I'm saying they see us as sweet ducks. They know that a lot of us don't do anything, that we're not going to do anything about it, and that the legal system empowers them, because after it arrests them, it detains them for maybe 20 hours and then releases them back on the street and doesn't even deport them or charge them in most cases. It just drops the charges. Sometimes they're charged. A lot of times they get minimum sentences. And then when they get out, they still don't get deported. They go right back on the street again. And that incident in Maryland was pretty troubling to me. I mean, when you have a 14-year-old girl that gets raped by a 17- and 18-year-old illegals that came here from Guatemala and El Salvador illegally, and it was a brutal rape, and they got away with that, essentially, and then they got caught. And now the 17-year-old, it looks like they don't even know what they're going to charge him with. He's an illegal that's a minor. Then the 18-year-old, they're charging him with aggravated rape, which more than likely, if he gets a sentence, it'll end up being minimal if they don't say that they're going to deport him and just release him back into society. So Right now, saying all that, ICE agents are outnumbered 5 to 11,000 illegals, meaning there's 5 ICE agents for 11,000 illegals in this country. I'll pull the numbers up here in a second. Currently, ERO, which is the Immigration Customs Enforcement Union, has around 5,000 officers to police approximately 11 million illegal aliens, as well as millions of other lawfully admitted foreign nationals. They said it is set up for failure intentionally. Now, you compare ICE's, Euro's ICE, which their Immigration Customs form in Euro, they have 5,000 officers to approximately 35,000 officers. The also, too, if you look at just the New York Police Department, they have almost over 30,000 officers just in New York City Police Department alone. So you have to start looking at these numbers and go, this isn't accidental. This wasn't negligent. This was intentional. They knew that we're unbelievably outnumbered on Border Patrol and ICE agents. And everybody wants to go, oh, why are we deporting them? Why are we taking them? Because they're coming over here raping 14-year-old girls. Because they're cutting heads off bodies and burning them in dumpsters after they get done with them on botched drug deals. Because they're shooting up houses in South California. Because they're involved in all types of degenerate behavior that doesn't belong in this country, and we're actually enabling them because in most cases we're paying them subsidies through government welfare, and if not them directly, somewhere down along the lines, and their family is getting something free from the government somewhere. You can connect the dots. It's not difficult. So I'm glad they're going to add some more officers down there. I've already said this before. Instead of having the 100-plus military bases all over the world, I think we should shut down a lot of them and bring a lot of the active-duty military back that has been involved in active combat theater and put them on the border. They don't have to come in as Marines or Army. They can come in as National Guard, or they could come in as Border Patrol, however they have to do it legally under the Constitution. But you start putting 40, 50, 60, 70, 80,000 of these guys. Remember, we're already paying them to be in other countries that don't want us there. We're already paying them to be there. We're already giving them all the benefits for the military. And I'm not knocking them for that, because a lot of times they don't choose to be there, but they're already there already. So instead of just urinating money away on all these other bases, why don't we bring a lot of them back here that are very, very proficient in firearms, weapons, and detainment, and let them do something on the border productive besides sit in a country that doesn't want us there? I don't know, just food for thought. For some reason, nobody wants to bring that concept up. I don't know why, but it's just some ideas for me. Yesterday, Dad brought up some really interesting stuff about what Putin was saying and how the mainstream media won't address what's going on with anything, and how we see how now they're trying to blame everything on the CIA, on Russia every time. Now they're trying to say that Trump wasn't hacked. And, you know, guys, you have to sift through all these giant piles of poop from the mainstream media, and you might find some news. That's why we try to do the best we can to give you the most accurate information on this show, to really bring you guys a lot of stuff that's really going on. Like I told you guys yesterday, I mean, a Muslim takes a vehicle, runs over a dozen people, then jumps out, starts trying to stab people, tries to stab a cop, the cop shoots him, and CNN goes, there was a firearm incident at the parliament in the UK. They're addressing a firearm incident. Really? That's how you guys are going to word it? Like, let's not jump to conclusions, and it's Muslims again. Okay, sorry, guys. Had to go there. I'm just saying. We're creating it. We're funding it. And then on top of that, after we're funding it and we're arming it, this giant Islam monster, we're bringing them into these countries and say, you guys come here. Don't act bad now. You guys act good. We know, you know, you've been involved in some stuff. We know your religion's incredibly violent. That's okay. Just act good. And if you don't act good, we'll still forgive you. We'll be nice. We'll be tolerant. You guys can keep doing the bad behavior, but we just ask politely, would you please be nice? Would you please not run people over with your car? Would you please not stab people after you run them over with your car? That'd be fantastic. No, man. The sad part about it is, a lot of these individuals, the only thing they know is force. That's as far as it goes. I mean, and that's what it is. So unless the people the people, not the government. The problem is you give the government the power to start being incredibly forceful on people that you've allowed to come in legally, like they've done over in Europe, then you'll deal with another totalitarian police state. If you want the government to use force, it needs to be used by force to keep them out in the first place. But once they're here and they're in the civilian world, it's part of the Patriots' job. It's part of the Patriots' community to supply protection and security for your fellow brother. That's what our job is, not to sit back and wait for the government to protect us, change our diapers. It's nonsense. That's why I always suggest everybody that's an able-bodied man and woman, if they can do so, to be proficient in firearms, to train with firearms, to know how to use your firearms properly, and then have correct firearms and enough ammunition to feed those firearms in some type of extended firefight. Now, I know a lot of people aren't going to agree with me on this stuff that I'm saying right now, but it's just facts, guys. This is how our Constitution was built. This is what our founding fathers envisioned, and this is exactly how they acted. Do you really think that George Washington and the whole squad that started this country would have allowed violent Islam to start coming into this country, run people over, stab them, incite all this violence, and then sit there and go, well, we need to be tolerant, guys. We need to be tolerant of it. We know the CIA is funding them. We know they're encouraging them. We know when they see it happening or they know it's going to happen, they let it go. This whole thing is set up from the beginning. So that's why everybody has to be awake, aware, and stay frosty of what's going on and be preventative. If you can stop something from happening without using force, that is the best case scenario. But if it comes down to force, absolutely be able to show the most amount of superior firepower before it escalates. Remember, in the military, they taught everybody, if the whatever side within the first 30 seconds of the firefight can show the most superior firepower, the most amount of fire force from the first 30 seconds, has a much high percentage of winning in something like that. So, again, guys, just food for thought. Want to bring that up again because I see a lot of the stuff happening. And again, I'm not advocating violence at all. I'm not advocating offensive violence at all. What I am saying is being defensive, being aware, protecting your family, protecting your friends, and knowing what's going on around you at all times. But guys, we appreciate everything. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for all the support you're showing. Thank you for even just buying the multiple. A lot of people are just buying the multiple, helping us support and fund the show. We appreciate it. Also, too, as I said earlier, the thyroid support's on sale. Fantastic product. Really, really, really good for the thyroid. Helps T4 to convert into T3 very efficiently. If you are taking a medication and you start taking the thyroid support, make sure you check with your doctor. So if you guys need anything, email us, call us, healthmasters.com. You guys have a safe, blessed night, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.